Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hallo und willkommen to Gegenpress in the Bundesliga podcast. I'm Manu Feit, he's Stefan Bienkowski. This is the Champions League reaction show. We're coming to you live right after Dortmund have overcome a 2-1 deficit against Atletico Madrid to win 4-2 at home. Stefan, as always, Dortmund didn't make that easy on themselves. They were up 2-0 after the first 45 minutes and then quickly it got to 2-2 and the response after that was incredible. We're going to break it all down here. But before we do that, how is it going? How are your nerves? I'm just settling down. It's a good thing I'm not smoking because I think I would have a cigarette right now.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Certainly haven't had as much caffeine as you have, it would seem. I just actually want to start the show with a big thank you to Arsene Wenger, who I think was the man who convinced UEFA to dump the away goal rule, because this season's Champions League, these knockout games have been absolutely incredible, and this tie in particular is a perfect example of, you know, I mean, Dortmund going in it 2-1 with an away goal wouldn't specifically have said they would have, you know, been defensive, but I think it would have been a far cagier match, you know, especially after Atletico Madrid kind of pulled it back, it would have been kind of game over. But no away goals means that these teams just basically have to slug it out over the course of 180 minutes. And it's been outstanding. And it's been one of the best games of the season. Arguably the best game of the season, I think, off the top of my head. And yeah, so much to talk about.
Yeah, we have a ton to talk about. And I can only echo what you said there. Binning the away goal rule, I think, was overdue, and I can't believe that certain pundits actually believe that it would reduce the amount of goals scored. I mean, the absolute opposite has been case. I mean, you just look at the other leg today. How many goals has that been now over two legs? Just looking at the final score, because like, we were literally recording this right after. So PSG eliminate Barcelona 4-6 on aggregate. It's been 10 goals over those two legs as well. I mean, that's incredible. I fully suspect we're going to see this some more of that tomorrow. Remember, those two games are 2-2 and 3-3 each. Bayern Munich, Arsenal, and Man City against Real Madrid. So, you know, those two games already have produced a ton of goals, and I suspect there's going to be even more. So, yeah, getting rid of this rule has been incredible. It also gets rid of these in-your-head math calculations on whether that goal difference is now enough or not. It's just simply, you know, if you're winning over the full 180 minutes, that's it. That's enough. And I think that's great. And you know what? It also just means that you get these kind of heavyweight boxing matches like you did in this game. This game, One of the commentators said was a game of 30 minutes. And you know what? That felt accurate. It was the first 30 minutes for Dortmund, and it was a 20 to 30 minute spell for Atletico, and then it was another 30 minutes for Dortmund, wasn't it? And it was kind of similar in that first leg. And I gotta say that I was enormously impressed how Dortmund started the game. I was not very impressed how they gave it away, but then their reaction to basically see it out. And, you know, Marcel Sabitzer basically saying, I'm going to win this game now and get us through to the next round, was absolutely incredible, Stefan.
Yeah, what a performance from him.
Yeah, insane.
You know, we were chatting subscribers in the Substack chat about it, and, you know, a lot of people saying it's the best he's seen him play since he played for Leipzig, and I completely agree. It's the Marcel Sabitzer we all kind of hoped to see one day. It's obviously the one that did it at Leipzig, but, you know, at that point in his career, he was kind of hoping to move on to a bigger club and do it there. He was obviously linked to Liverpool quite a lot. He ends up going to Bayern Munich. He becomes like a forgotten man there. Goes on loan to Man United, who are obviously a basket case for a club. Doesn't work out there for him. And then he ends up at Dortmund, of all places. And, you know, I must say, it's certainly in the second half of the season, he has been kind of slowly but surely getting better and better. And I think what's most kind of encouraging for Dortmund fans is that he's just one of those players who just demands responsibility, and he demands to kind of be a leader on that pitch. And we absolutely saw it in that game. He was kind of played in that number 10 position behind Füllkrug, and it felt to me like such an kind of fantastic kind of link up between the two of them. And I think that's probably what maybe summed up the difference between this leg and the first leg, where, you know, they didn't really have that kind of same partnership. Obviously, Sabitzer, Nemcha, and Emre Can in the first leg were far more defensive in midfield. Going into this game, we talked about this after the end of last and our reaction show to the first leg, but you know, I think Dortmund actually kind of almost gave Atletico Madrid too much respect in the first leg and played too defensively at times. And it was only when they kind of started throwing on their more attacking players in the second half of the first game that we kind of saw that if they go toe-to-toe with this Madrid side, then, you know, they actually can beat them. And I think that's exactly what Terzic decided to do in this leg, because the fascinating thing was is that this was a very attacking Dortmund performance. I kind of said on social media after the game that the best way to sum up, I thought, was like it was Klopp-esque, you know, and that kind of old-fashioned Dortmund style where everyone's running through brick walls, everyone's pressing extremely hard, but crucially, Dortmund know how to kind of play through teams. And that just felt to me like such a huge difference from the first leg, a huge difference to how we've kind of seen Dortmund for much of the season. And, you know, perhaps Sabitzer was the best player on the pitch. I think it's between him and Julian Brandt, to be perfectly honest with you. I thought both of them were just incredible. I didn't think Atletico Madrid could get near either of them, really. And, you know, maybe where Dortmund paid them too much respect, I think Atletico Madrid probably didn't pay Dortmund really any respect, because there were huge chunks this game where Brandt was just completely wide open, no players, no markers near him at all, and he was kind of given the freedom of the pitch. And, you know, it kind of led to Dortmund eventually obviously winning the game and doing so quite convincingly with attacking football.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.